Praise the Lord. Message number 100. The title of the message: The Ability to Have Wealth, Part 2. We'll continue in this message. Speak about the importance of saving in our life and to be good steward to what the Lord had in trust to us. Before we'll continue, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time. Bless it and use it, Lord, for your glory, for your goodness and your faithfulness. And to us, help us, O Lord, to be a blessing as you had ordained for us to be a blessing. And through us, many people will get blessed and all the nation will get blessed through our life and our testimony. Lord, anoint my lips and put verses and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be, Lord. The purpose of sending this message, I pray it shall be fulfilled in the life of your people. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The ability to have wealth is the Lord's will for us, so that we can share with those who are in need, we can share with the poor, and we can bring the gospel. It is the Lord who himself will bring the gospel, the Holy Spirit, the spiritual gift that he gave us. But God also used material things for the achievement of his purpose and his plans. Material things is also important for the service of the gospel. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 34, the Lord says, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." The Lord says that no need to worry about tomorrow. Yes, that's true. But if we don't know how to behave today, then you need to be worried about tomorrow. Many people, they are not good stewards of the word of God. They are not good stewards of what the Lord had ordained for them to do. Therefore, they need to be worried about tomorrow. To have wealth, as we spoke in the previous message, people should, we should work hard, and we should be honest in our service. We should also tithe what we receive, as well as we need to be wise in spending. We spend wisely. Also, we spoke about there are resources we can receive free. We need to invest our money only in the important things, necessarily things, accessories that is not important for our life. We should not invest our money or put our money in, because this all will take the resources and will hinder us from saving and having enough as a save for the future. Why do we need to save? Proverbs chapter 10 verse 15 say, "The wealth of the rich is their fortified city, but poverty is the ruin of the poor." So here, if you are unwise in your spending and you are not willing to save, some people in their mind no thought to save. They only want to spend all what they receive. When they will have emergencies or famine in their life, they will go into poverty and fall in need. But what he say here? The wealth of the rich is their fortified city. Rich people or richness is an asset for you. If you have spiritual gifts, if you are serving the Lord and you have ministry, that's great. If you add to it wealth, that will make it more effective. Proverbs chapter, that's why we need to save. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 24. Sometimes we need the money. It is not the money will bring the gospel, the Holy Spirit, but the Lord used material things. And one of these things is money, important for the ministry. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 24. Say, the wealth of the wise is their crown, but the folly of fools yields folly. The first part of it is, the wealth of the wise is their crown. So there is something also important. When you save, you will have money. Then there is an asset for it. So it is important. The Bible wants us to act wisely in regard for our money, how to make money, because God give us this ability to make it for something good. Bible speak about that. David was rich. Abraham was rich. Isaac was rich. Solomon was rich. And that richness was used for the glory of God. At the time of David, he collect large amount of money and he save for his son Solomon to build the temple. So here what we're going to save is for something precious. The Lord had already ordained and planned, and it will be fulfilled on the perfect time. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 22. Say, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. So here, why we need to save? A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. We save for our children. David saved for Solomon to build the temple. We need to save so that our children will continue to carry the gospel and will continue the mission that we had started. They will continue the mission that we had continued. And then the Lord will come and take us. So here, what we are saving today is for the next generation who will lead the church, who will carry on the mission field. Our children, our disciples, the workers that we raise up for the Lord. They need material things, and we need to think about them. We save and we teach them to save. That the money will be used for the glory of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 9. A generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. We need to save so we can share with the poor. We cannot share if we are poor. It is not shame to be a poor, but it is shameful and sinful if you don't know how to manage your life according to God's will and keep save money for the glory of the Lord. How we save money? How we keep money? Some people, they think that only big jobs, those who have professions, they can save. No. Even those with low income, those who are only ordinary job, still they can save, because the principle of saving is hard work, honest work, tithe your income correctly, discipline yourself not to spend unnecessarily, depend on free resources, spend only in what is important, and live in holiness, you will be able to save. Proverbs chapter Proverbs chapter 13 verse 11, it say, dishonest money it dwindles away, but he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. So how we gather money? Much by much? No, little by little, piece by piece. Piece by piece will become much. Little by little. Do you know how to discipline yourself? There are many things we do unnecessarily. Gifts, parties, eating in the restaurants, going always by taxis and expensive transport. We don't use public transport, buses. We don't cook by our hands. We buy ready-made food. These are all expensive things. Parties and celebrations. That all will take money. Fine. Penalties. All these are money consumer. We save money little by little. Some people, that is not in their mind to save. That is how here the main problem. If you are not in your mind to save and you don't take it seriously, you will not able to save. But if you put it in your mind that I need not to practice giving gifts because my money will go into this direction. I practice not to eat in a restaurant so that I spend less so I can have more and I can share. I can give Bibles. I can reach the lost with my saving. I can use it in case for emergency, for certain people they have certain emergency, I can help them with what I save. Let's read Proverbs 22 verse 16. Say, he who oppresses the poor to increase his wealth, and he who gives gifts to the rich, both come to poverty. So if you oppress poor people, take advantage of them, cheat them, squeeze them, do something bad to them, that will make you poor. As well as if you give gifts to the rich. When you give gift to the people who are rich, you will become poor. Why? Why you will become poor? The question is, why you are giving gift to the rich? You want to help them? You want to be a friend with them? You want their favor? You want them to be your friends so they can help you? That's your mind? You don't trust God, but you trust people? Some people, they use their money to make friends. That is cheating. That is not trusting God. Proverbs 19 verse 4 say, wealth brings many friends, but a poor man's friend desert him. If you use your money to make a friend and to push your agenda, you just be sure that your money will go away, and those your friends also that you made will go away. Proverbs 19 verse 6, many carry favor with a ruler, and everyone is the friend of a man who gives gift. Those who give gifts, people will be friend with them. When you will give gift, food, flowers, especially to those rich, those people that you want to please them, you will go into poverty, because this should be the money that you need to save. You need to please God, follow the principle of stewardship, work hard, work honestly, tithe your income, depend on the free resources. Put in your mind to save. Don't buy unnecessary things. Avoid bad habits, parties and giving gifts, eating in the restaurant, buying something, accessories unnecessarily, buying expensive things that is you don't need really, just your want. These things, if you follow that discipline that you apply in your life, same discipline will bring wealth and give you the ability to make wealth for yourself, so that you can use for the Lord to bring His word to people who are in need. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 17. Say, he who loves pleasure will become poor. Whoever loves wine and oil will never be rich. So three things here will make you poor. Pleasure, sinful life, wasting money, unnecessary things. Wine, drinking, oil, like food, nice food, expensive food, meat and fat. This all will bring you to poverty. Observe your life. The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God, praying and fasting, not feasting. Churches nowadays becoming restaurants. After every service, food. Birthday parties. Unnecessary parties. All these expenses. I'll give you an example. If every week we have party, how much money we are spending? And you multiply it for 1 year, how much? If you suppose you will spend $50 for 10 people food, $50 per week, per month, $200 per year. How much? $2,400 per 10 years, $24,000. This is for simple things, and certainly it costs much on a long term. $24,000, that can be your saving over 10 years. Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 14 and verse 12. Then Jesus said to his host, somebody invited him, and he let us read what he told him. When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. He told them, when you give a luncheon or dinner, don't invite friends, brothers, relatives or your rich neighbor. So whom he will invite then? So what the Lord is saying? He's saying almost, don't do parties. These are unnecessary things. Verse 13, but when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Now, how the crippled, the lame, and the blind, they will come? Those, they are not able to come if you will invite them. You need to go to them. And what the Lord is saying here, what we have of material things should be invested to reach those categories with the gospel. The poor, not only those who does not have money, those who does not have salvation. The crippled, the lame, the blind, those who are willing to receive the message. Those who are sick, those in jail, those in hospitals, those who are crippled by sicknesses, by incurable diseases, they are waiting for the message. And what we save from our income, we can reach them. But how we can save? By stopping practicing celebration and parties that is unnecessary, that is not important, that are the waste of money. What you practice of celebration, traditional activities, and nowadays church is full of activities, indoors activities, pampering one another, treating one another, the money that is spent on these things should be directed not on parties or celebrations, but on reaching the lost. Verse 14, the Lord say, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The purpose here of the Lord wants us to make wealth. And how we make it? We make it by disciplining ourselves, following holy rules for living, saving money, avoiding unnecessary expenses, avoiding parties, eating in restaurants and celebration unnecessarily. All this part of the love of the world. The church now, it is infected with the worldly activities. But they do it in the name of the Lord. They will pray before the food. But the purpose of holding it, parties and celebration, is not honoring the Lord, but honoring themselves. Especially these birthday parties. Birthday parties in the Bible only mentioned twice. In the book of Genesis, chapter 41 and chapter 40. Book of Genesis, chapter 40 and verse 20. Now the third day was Pharaoh's birthday, and he gave a feast for all his officials. He lifted up the heads of the chief cupbearer and the chief baker in the presence of his officials. Pharaoh celebrated his birthday party publicly. That's what's mentioned in the Bible. Pharaoh's birthday. Not mention the early church, the apostles, they were celebrating the birthday parties. And the second birthday party mentioned in the Bible is the birthday party of Herod. Matthew 14 verse 6. On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced for them, and it pleased Herod so much. And we know the outcome of that party. The head of John the Baptist. So here the motive of parties is not a godly one. Is honoring ourselves, lifting up ourselves, not the name of the Lord. Waste of money. And that's why when we love a pleasure, celebration, food and fat and oil and gifts. We are giving gift to one another, no? All this suck the resources of money. The money that need to be saved, you are losing it on these unnecessarily evil things. And that will hinder the church from moving forward to reach the lost. God give us ability to make money, being wise, willing to abide with the truth, disciplining ourselves, and living in holiness, away from the world and the worldly thing. In 1 John chapter 2 verse 15 to 17, they say, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the craving of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, come not from the Father, but from the world. The world and his desire pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for reminding us of your word, that your word is really a light for our feet and lamp unto our path. Lord, thank you for teaching us your ways. Lord, I pray that your people who are called by your name, they will humble themselves, they will repent, they will seek your face, and they will turn from their evil and wicked ways. Oh God, they will live in holiness, away from the worldliness and love of the world. They will come out from the worldly things. They will come out from spending their money on unnecessary things, clothes, gold, worldly things, worldly celebrations, and focus their mind and their heart unto you and unto your word, fulfilling the great commission that you give us as a church, to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them everything that you have commanded us. Lord, I pray that the message will be a blessing and good reminder, a rebuke, correction, and teaching for your people. Take this message and make it reach your workers, to revive them, your churches, to revive them, O Lord. They will repent and say to you, yes, carry the gospel and live in holiness and bring it to the lost. We thank you and we bless you. Now, Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.